Dave Crispin has known since he was about 11 years old that he was adopted.
It's like the big unanswered question in my life. You know, I mean, I don't know where I'm from.
Now 40, Crispin is looking for his birth mother. The information he has about his mother is very sketchy. All he knows is that his mother was 21 years old when she gave birth to him at Lansing Sparrow Hospital in 1972. She had red hair and green eyes, and that's about it. After reaching a dead end searching a very limited paper trail, Dave Crispin is now trying something different. Dave's wife, Chantel, had seen a Facebook page where another adoptee had asked for help in searching for her biological mother. Chantel says Dave is a very private person, and she wasn't sure her husband would do it.
When I brought the idea home, I really didn't expect him to say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
In the 2 months since Dave Crispin set up his Facebook page, it's attracted a lot of attention. Not just with people offering clues to where he can find his biological mother, but dozens of other adoptees who are also looking for clues about their biological families. A Facebook spokeswoman wasn't sure how many people are using the social media website to search for their birth parents or families, but the number of pages is growing. And while it may seem like a shot in the dark, it is working for some people. 18-year-old Michelle was adopted soon after she was born. She knew she had 7 siblings, and she knew the name of her oldest brother, Shane.
I found his picture, and I thought that he had very similar facial features to mine. And I went down, and I showed my mom, and they thought it wasn't him. So I messaged him anyways, and I asked him, I told him I was looking for family, and I asked them who his mom and dad were.
It turned out Michelle was right. This stranger on Facebook was her brother Shane. We're not giving Michelle's full name because several of her younger siblings are minors. Michelle says she was careful to contact the adopted parents of her younger siblings first. I spoke with several people who successfully used social media to find and connect with their birth parents and families. Some admitted having concerns that using Facebook might put off some parents who would prefer privacy. Donnie Davis is the president of the American Adoption Congress. The group encourages reunions of adoptees and their birth parents. She says in the past the preferred method of contact was in the form of a letter. She says that would give both sides time and privacy to decide if they wanted to make further contact.
It's not that the birth parent hasn't thought about their son or daughter their entire life, because they have, probably daily. And it's not that the adopted person haven't thought about their birth parents their entire lives, because they too have. But there is the reality of finally making that connection.
Davis admits she was a little leery of an adoptee sending a Facebook message to a possible birth parent, since it may be seen as too intrusive. But she says social media has become so commonplace that using it may actually be less damaging than she initially feared. Meanwhile, Dave Crispin is still waiting, and he knows he may not get the answer he's been waiting for so long.
It could go either way, but I've been preparing myself for that. And I mean, it would be hurtful, I guess, but I'd like to know. I think it's worth the chance.
I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.